Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. You see, July of this year, CRISIL had given AAA ratings to ILNFS. August, they called it junk. Now, based on that AAA rating, there'll be lakhs and crores of people who invested in ILNFS. In July and August, their money were washed out. Companies like LIC investing left, right and center on other government bodies which are bleeding, which are never supposed to do profits. No check, nobody to ask. National Small Saving Fund is investing 75,000 crores on companies like Air India. Air India, that is not supposed to, that possibly, according to experts, will not make money for the next 10 years at least. And they're investing. Whose money? Our money. They're investing. Who is there to check? Nobody. Now, it is not that India doesn't have an auditor. India has an auditor, comptroller of... Comptroller and Auditor General of India. CAG, as they are called. But I think CAG has now become like one of those filmy guys. You know, they only talk about what is there in the news. They are more activist then actual auditors, aren't they? Alright, they spoke about some 2G scam, 2 lakh crore, 20 lakh crore, 15 lakh crore. What happened? The point is, somewhere down the line, I think our audit systems are getting more politically motivated. They are becoming more political activists than actually auditing the system. And real audit, nobody is doing it.
You know, Sujit, you raised something very pertinent. If you look at the business organizations or any organizations in India, let's divide them between private sector and public sector. Private sector organizations are audited by the statutory auditors, which are chartered accountants. They have a law they are governed by, which in case of corporates is the Companies Act, very stringent role played by them. They are required to do a thorough audit and give what is called a true and fair report on the company's balance sheet that they have audited and the profit and loss account. So as far as the private sector is concerned, you have a stringent audit, at least on paper, required to be conducted. It is a different issue, very sadly, that in recent times we are seeing evidence of large-scale compromise in this function. But yet there is a very well-defined function wherein the auditors do a job of verifying the books of accounts, etc., reporting whether it is true and fair, and they have a right to report something not being true and fair, and action ought to be taken. Their reports are meant to be seen by bankers, by shareholders, by SEBI, and a lot of stakeholders. And those are meant to be a report on the integrity of a company and its financial statements and its management. That is the private sector. The public sector, I refer to public sector as the government-owned sector, public sector, banks, etc., which has a far bigger investment in this country. Our public funds are invested there. They run in lakhs and millions of crores. That is the kind of investment. But we don't see this kind of a responsibility being, you know, discharged by CAG, which is the body which is meant to be looking into as a watchdog of public wealth. What we are seeing is that if a private sector auditor defaults, he's found to be negligent, careless, he's certainly hanged. But we don't see that happening as far as the CAG is concerned. And we, the public, ought to know it.
But tell me, isn't that true to almost every government sector? Every government,
yes.
What happens if LIC goes to losses? What happens to the chairman of LIC? He retires and he goes and settles in UK is the new keyword. Okay, you have people like Chanda Kochar who made a mess out of ICICI Bank and she quit and she went. What is the accountability? Anyways.
This is precisely what it is, Sujit. That when it comes to large public wealth which has been invested, or even large public cash flow which goes in all your Manrega and all those government schemes, they are sizable amounts of money. Who's auditing it? Who's telling us that the money was put to correct use? Who's telling us that the beneficiaries, the intended beneficiary of the money, were actually the beneficiaries and your and my public money, which in this case that I'm talking was meant to, you know, help the downtrodden of society. It really went to them. The CAG is supposed to discharge that responsibility. We don't get that confidence. And if we don't get that confidence, what recourse do we have? Like we have in the case of private company auditors to question it is a huge question mark. And it reflects. Sujit, if your watchdog is lazy or your watchdog is careless or your watchdog compromises or he's found sleeping at the door, you will not have a good state of affairs. It reflects in the government finances.
But then, see, except for a couple of cases that we spoke about, and each of those cases, the CAG intervened, I think each of those cases, each of those culprits, Raja is scot-free.
Oh, yes.
Every case that they caught
so
is scot-free.
That
now,
further reflects on the quality of work they did. If you are a cop and you did an investigation, and based on your investigation, the accused is discharged, it reflects poor on your investigation. So, but what did CAG do?
But even isn't it till recently that CAG was a very well-respected organization?
Suji, the point is, it is still a respected one. I'm not castigating it in that sense. But the point is, are you really getting what is expected out of them? Are you as, and the proof of the pudding is not some fancy report that you and I would want to see. The proof of the pudding is, are government organizations and government finances robust, transparent and accountable? The answer lies there.
We are in a financial mess. Financial management is gone down the drain. We all agree to that. Now, if you see the pattern of it, RBI is now a quiet pet dog sitting somewhere in one corner. It does nothing against the government. Watchdog to chodo, it has been petted now. Okay, then it's no longer a watchdog. It agrees to everything that the government says. Till recently, where dollar thing, Mr. Patel had some point of
view. They showed a backbone.
Correct. Okay, otherwise RBI is there. You have the CAG, which is absolutely quiet. We don't even know what their functions are now.
You know, what we don't know is, are they discharging those functions?
Correct.
In the sense, they are supposed to be the audit watchdog. So they are supposed to be keeping an eye. Are they again tools in the hands of those very politicians? Are they subservient to them that they've become more a political activist like you were mentioning in the case of 2G? Great, I mean, huge claims made that this is what the country lost, etc. Everybody discharged. So was that claim of the CAG really valid?
So I guess that the entire claim was done to...
And by doing all those high funder claims, did CAG protect the finances of this country? Did CAG protect the public wealth? Did CAG ensure that public cash flows, the taxes that we pay, were prudently used? It doesn't give us such a feeling.
CAG, as a body, Akhilesh, what is CAG? Let us first know, because...
It's an auditor. It's
so
a public auditor.
How does one become the head of CAG? How do they choose the head of CAG?
Well, there is something called an Indian Audit and Account Service, which is part of the civil services. They primarily go into this domain. They are the Audit and Account Service of the Government of India. So, their job is, like I said, audit. They are watchdogs. They are meant to see that the money is used for the purpose it was meant to be used, is accounted for the purpose it was meant to be. The government records that are maintained to show that this money was used properly are properly maintained, and the wealth of the country in those particular avenues is protected. That is the complete implication if they perform the job which they are meant to.
From 1947... to 2018, has there been any case, any one case that CAG has successfully spotted, investigated and booked?
See, Sujit, I do not recall something in memory because we don't see it coming out in the public very often. But what would normally happen is, if they had found that things are not transparent, if they had found that frauds took place, like I would expect that kind of a thing to come in public sector banks, at that point of time, we would expect action happening. We would expect transparency, accountability, prudent use of funds becoming a culture in the public domain, in the government organizations. The fact that it has not happened so means that they have not discharged their function.
So, CAG technically, except for the last 2012-2014, that period, CAG has been dormant.
But that period, they were just high profile on the 2G scam in particular.
Correct.
But what came out of
it? Nothing came out of it. So that purely one has to believe that there was...
So they just hit the headlines.
Correct.
That's it.
Correct.
Beyond that, there was no substance in it.
And then the CAG chief is now the chairman of...
He was very well rewarded.
He was very well rewarded for that. So isn't it sad, Akhilesh, that you know the foremost audit body of India is actually a non-functional body, technically.
It has all the teeth, but it doesn't bite.
Exactly. That's what I said. I was just going to say toothless tiger, but I refrained myself from calling it toothless tiger. And I said, they're just non-functional.
We would expect them to, like I said, be the watchdogs to look after the public wealth, cash flows and our money.
Akhilesh, technically in paper, if you look, our systems are absolutely robust.
Oh, yes.
It's amazingly robust. You have the RBI, you have the CAG, you have so many internal organizations that keeps its checks and balances on our finances, on the way we spend money, on the way we earn money, on the way we pay taxes, on the way we allocate money, so on and so forth. Okay, but isn't it an ironical situation that not one single tool actually is working efficiently in this country?
You know, it comes down to personal conduct, Sujit. When Sanjay Gandhi was Sanjay Gandhi and Maruti had been set up, SBI had been asked to give a loan to Maruti. The SBI chairman stepped down. He didn't give the loan. Do we see that happening now? If the government interferes with the public bodies and institutions, why don't the top people, out of a sense of public responsibility and decorum, step down that we will not do this? It is this which has diluted them. So on paper, we have a robust infrastructure in this country. We have great institutions, great body, great structure, very firm laws. But it is those who are on the seat of power who did not understand the responsibility. And if they had political pressures, why did they not step aside? They had their own personal inducements and their own ambitions.
And that's precisely why we have all the NPAs.
Yes.
And that's precisely why
it is a common factor in all the NPAs that there was political interference. Why didn't the bank chairman not step down?
Absolutely.
Why did he succumb to it?
Absolutely. You see, what we are hoping to achieve out of this program is basically to tell our viewers that, you see, while any time and every time we discuss a topic, it's, you know, we have comments like, you know, it's UPA did it, NDA did it, he did it, Vajpayee did it,
Mrs. That's Gandhi
did
intention.
It. That's not our intention. See, the point is, it is not about to blame a UPA or an NDA or a whoever. Our intention is to say that our system is not working. And the idea is to ensure that the system works. We don't even know who does what. I mean, I'm sure how many of us know what is the actual work of CAG? We don't even know what our system does. So somewhere down the line, we've ignored this part of our administrative system. Ignored because we ignored. We didn't even bother. And that's what rotted. It rotted right from 1947. It has been rotting. And you rightly said, Akhilesh, it's also about the people. Okay, when
personal ambition takes over ethics, then this is what we see.
And I wish, you know, it's just about personal ambition. It's about even, you know, principles. I think a lot of these, ironically, a lot of these chairmen of all these stupid organizations, all of them are then right after they retire, they go and settle in UK, US.
Away from the clutches of the Indian law.
And the fact is they have a blast. So, you know, nobody questions them. Nobody to check on them and so on and so forth. So somewhere down the line, please, the current mess that one sees, stop blaming UPA and NDA and others. Stop blaming that. Blame ourselves. Because we are no less a culprit. Because had we kept a check on all this, had we kept a check on our system, and had we realized that our system is rotting inside because nobody really bothered about it, it was like that child who had never been bothered, so he's kind of got spoiled. That's exactly what happened to our financial system. It's time we look inwardly. And it's time we give importance to the system that is rotting. And the more awareness we spread, the better it is to correct our system. With that, Akhilesh, we'll call it a day and till we meet another time with another topic. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.